Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah amma ba'd. I know it's quite late, so I'll try to keep this as short as possible. So one of my favorite du'as that I have, and I'm sure each and every one of us has their own particular du'a. Some people have favorite ayahs from the Quran, some people have favorite rukus or chapters, and obviously you'll also have particular du'as that resonate with you quite closely. So this particular du'a that I want to share with you tonight is one of my favorite du'as that I like to read, and I hope inshallah that you will also memorize this and practice this and share this with your loved ones as well. The du'a is quite comprehensive in that it covers all of the aspects of the dunya and also the aspects of the hereafter, so the best of essentially both worlds. And the story behind this particular du'a is that one time the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he entered in Masjid al-Nabwi, and alongside him was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu on his right, and on the left was Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab. So just imagine this, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the middle, and on his right and on the left, the two great khalifas of Islam, and entering into the blessed place, in the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara, in the blessed Masjid the Nabwi of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and especially that particular place which is the resting place of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is far better than the entire earth and everything else that is contained that we know. So just imagine that for one moment. And when he entered into this the Masjid al-Nabwi with his two Sahaba on his right and left, he saw Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala and praying, and whilst he was praying, he was reciting Suratul Nisa. And as Ibn Mas'ud was praying, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam looked towards him and said, Sal tu'ta. He repeated this three times. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam said, ask and you will be granted. Ask and you will be granted. Ask and you will be granted. Now imagine any ordinary person coming to you in your life, an entrepreneur, a businessman, a tycoon, a mogul, or whoever you can think of in terms of who is successful. And that person coming to you and just giving you a generic, a mutlaq question saying, ask whatever you want. Ask whatever you want and I will give that to you. What are the things that would run through your mind? Immediately you think of your debts, you'll think of perhaps of money, of land, of property, of businesses, and so many other things all related to the dunya, because the person who's asking you is a person of the dunya. But this person who is asking, or who's telling rather, Ibn Mas'ud was no ordinary person. He wasn't just a person of the dunya, but he was a person of the hereafter. He was a person who was given the keys of the treasures of the dunya and the keys of Jannah as well, and the treasures of Jannah. This was no ordinary individual. And he was saying to one of his own beloved Sahabis, Ibn Mas'ud, Sal, ask whatever you want, tu'ta, three times. So Ibn Mas'ud, before he finished his salah, he read a dua within his salah, which is the dua that I will share with you today. And since that day, Ibn Mas'ud, he mentions that he never stopped repeating and saying this dua in every single one of his salahs. So imagine you're in salah and the Prophet ﷺ came and said, ask whatever you want. What would go through your mind? Maybe you'd ask for Jannah. Maybe you'd ask for forgiveness. Maybe you'd ask for so many other things that may go run through your mind. But this is the dua, the particular dua of Ibn Mas'ud, which he would repeat in every single one of his salahs. And the dua goes as such, Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yartad, wa na'iman la yanfad, wa murafaqata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi a'la jannatil khuld. Which translates as, oh Allah, oh my dear, my most kareem, my generous, my beloved Lord, my benevolent Lord, I ask you for iman that does never ever become deficient, that never reverts, that never regresses. And inshallah we'll touch upon this, what it means. I'm just translating. So I ask you for iman that does not revert. I ask you for those bounties that will never deplete and diminish. And the third thing that he asks in that dua, and perhaps the most important one, and I ask you for the companionship of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the highest of Jannahs. This is the dua of Ibn Mas'ud, which he would repeat again and again in his salah, and this is something that's been transmitted to us up until now. So the first element, that iman that does not revert, i.e. that does not go back, and this is something for us all to understand, that iman is the most valuable thing that any one of us has. More valuable than your Bitcoin, more valuable than the property, more valuable than your degrees and your jobs and all of the wealth that you can accumulate, everything that you can think of on the earth or on any other planet throughout the cosmos. There is nothing more weightier, nothing more valuable than your iman. So he says this is the thing, the word that he's asking. Iman is the very thing that keeps us going. Iman is the thing that keeps you going even through devastating times. What is giving the people hope in Turkey at this very moment in time? Giving people hope in Yemen, giving people hope in all of the other war-torn countries. It is their iman, their hope, their yaqeen, their reliance and tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In spite of the war, in spite of your chronic pain or the suffering or the medical or the mental or the emotional problems that you may have, the difficulties that you are going through personally in your life, the pain that you are suffering, the iman, it will delete all of your evil deeds and overcome all of those things. It will elevate your rank and your status, and it will give you the strength and the hope and the perseverance and the support, and bring you closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In spite of the darkness that you may be surrounded by, in spite of the evil that you may be surrounded by, your iman is that beacon of light and hope, your savior that gets you through all of those difficult times, through those hardships, because of your iman. So this is what he's asking for, iman that never diminishes, that never depletes, that never goes back and becomes weaker and becomes diluted and becomes less and less and less. This is the iman that protects you from all of the things. Iman that protects you from apostasy, iman that protects you from atheism, iman that protects you from becoming an agnostic. All of those iman, the things that are related to the iman, it keeps you steadfast, it keeps you warm, it keeps you close to your deen. So this is the thing that he asks for, iman that does not diminish, that does not go back, that does not take you away, but rather strengthens you and empowers you. So this is the first thing, imanan la yartad. And the second thing that he asks in the dua, وَنَعِيمًا لَا يَنْفَدْ, which are the bounty and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that do not deplete. So everything that you have at this very moment in time in your possession, in your power, whether it's with you now or anywhere else, everything, there is a time limit to it. Your health, there is a time limit. Your wealth, it comes and it goes. Your beauty, it will come and go. Your status, whether you are powerful, whether you're accepted, whether you're rejected, all of these things, they will deplete with time. Everything that you own, everything about you is finite. But what he asks for, وَنَعِيمًا لَا يَنْفَدْ, that bounties that do not expire, that do not have a sell-by date, that do not have a best use-by date. And this, the greatest bounty that he is referring to here is Jannah. Jannah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you is for eternity. And this is what he is asking for, that greatest of all bounties, which is Jannah, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the final aspect of the dua, he asks for the murafaqah, the company, the suhba, the companionship of none other than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the highest of heavens. Now imagine when we mention or recall, when we mention the name of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how excited we get. We send salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We know that every salawat brings us closer to him, and he recognizes us and will intercede for us on the day of Qiyamah. We remember his love, ra'ufun rahim. We remember how merciful he is, how loving he is, how kind he is. We remember his beauty. We remember so much about the greatest of all of human beings of creation, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how he would remember us even though he had never seen us, how he would do dua for us, and how he would hope to see us on the day of Qiyamah. This is the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So in the dua, Ibn Mas'ud is asking for the company of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And where will the Prophet be? He will not be in the first heaven or the second or the third or the fourth or the fifth. He will be in the highest of heavens. Jannatul Firdaus Al-A'la, the heaven that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made specifically for His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or the Prophets and the Mursaleen. So Jannah is at least 100 levels, which we've learned from the various ahadith. Between one Jannah and the next Jannah is the distance between the heavens and the earth. The earth here and the entire universe that we know, that is the distance between one heaven to the next heaven. And there's 100 levels of Jannah. And imagine when you are going to be with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, what type of heaven it will be. Imagine the luxury and the comfort and the ease and the beauty of that Jannah and being with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. If you've ever been on a conference or something else and you're somebody's plus one, even though you haven't made all of the hard work and effort, but because you're somebody's plus one, you get to enjoy all of the luxuries of that particular thing. So when you travel in a plane, there's a difference between economy, and there's a difference between middle class, and there's a difference between being in first class in Emirates. You really enjoy your position that you are in Emirates. There's a difference between a Toyota and there's a difference between a Bugatti. There's a difference between going to a village hotel here and going to Burj Al Arab in Dubai, or going to the plaza, which is $40,000 a night. Look at the luxuries that insan can create and what we can achieve in the dunya. Then imagine the luxury and the ease and the comfort and the beauty that you will receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not in the lowest of heaven, but in the highest of heavens. And with whom? With none other than the company, and what better company, of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this is something, a beautiful dua that we should constantly ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that inni as'aluka imanan la yartad, so that your iman always stays strong and it takes you through all of the difficulties in life. Wa na'iman la yanfad, and true blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessings of tranquility and peace and serenity in your heart. And the most important dua, wa murafaqata, the companionship of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannat al-Qurd or Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all of these blessings, the blessings of strong iman, the blessings of the bounties, and most importantly the sohbah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullahu khairan.